views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. And, oh, my God, you know, from wherever you're at, the weather has been very, very crazy here out in New Jersey in the metropolitan area. We go from, like, a springtime last week all of a sudden to wintertime and the big chill and getting snow and getting bombarded. And you want to know something, though? I'm not complaining about it at all, because the last couple of days, you know, the day that we got hit with the snow and the day after that, I kind of enjoyed it because it was a day of just chilling out. And I really enjoyed it, doing a whole lot of nothing. And when, you know, you're in a state of emergency and you're not allowed to really drive outside or go anywhere, nor do you want to, because it's so you know, it's so icy out there. Then with all the snow and stuff, South Jersey didn't get jack crap nothing, which was a shocker. They just got rain. But from Central Jersey on and up to the north, we got, you know, hit pretty hard. And I, you want to know something personally, I don't mind. I don't mind the cold, so long it's that wind that goes right through you, you know. So long as I'm bundled up with my thermals, as far as the legs and as far as the body, and then covering my hands and my ears and around the neck, basically bundled up like the Pillsbury Doughboy. So, but when I'm bundled up, when I'm warm, it's like it doesn't bother me being outside in the cold. And I'm the type of person, I really do, I love skiing, and I haven't done that in a while. And I don't know, maybe I might squeeze in a run before the season is over. So, and I know that the time is closing up soon. So, but it's, you know, I enjoy the winter time. And I know a lot of people can't stand the cold, but so long as I'm not freezing my butt off inside my own house, then I'm good. So, and it's about being efficient. So what I did this time was I closed all the doors in my place, and I just basically stayed within my living room area and just warmed that up, and I'm, like, totally fine. I wish I thought about this years ago. I would have saved thousands of dollars on my heating bill. Like, why do you have to heat up all those other rooms if you're not going to be there? So I basically turned off all the heat around my place and just kept it contained to my living room, and it works out just perfect, you know. And I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person, like, on cold days like this, I love, love, love hot tomato soup, and I love the grilled cheese sandwiches, and I love my hot tea with lemon, or, you know, my orange juice along with all that. It's like, I love that stuff, and it brings me back in the day, you know. But pretty soon, springtime is going to be here, and the good weather is going to be kicking in, and you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun, and then people are going to be jogging around the park and walking their dog and doing all that fun stuff. And you know, I have my window cleaning, power washing business besides doing what I do here for you guys, and that's going to be kicking in big time. So that's going to be a blast. And so, yeah, it's all good. Now, if anybody wants to give a call in, hey, Alex, do you have that number for everyone to call in?
Yes, I do. It is 1-800-930-2819. And we do actually have one caller on the line if you'd like to take him.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. So, yeah, if anybody wants to call in for, you know, whether it be mediumship or you want to know about your love life or your career or changes or you know, life coaching advice, you know, feel free to give me a call, you know, give me a shout out. So, all right. So who do we got on the line, Alex?
We have Camille from Philadelphia.
All right. Hey, Camille, how are you, hon?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. So the city of brotherly love.
Yeah.
So what can I do you for, Camille?
I need to know about my love life. I've been single for like over a year and a half, and I want to know if I'm going to meet Mr. Wright.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on just a second, because I'm going to shuffle up my cards for you. As far as Mr. Wright for Camille out of the Philadelphia area, you want to know something? He is, he's actually very close to you. This person who you're going to end up being with lives very, very close to you. It's like within the same county as you. He's like, doesn't live far at all. And I keep on getting like a very, he works in a very busy, congested area where I'm seeing, I don't know how to describe, but well, I see what I see in my mind. Is there like a Hollywood City or a Holly City or something like that?
A Hollywood, like.
What's it called? Okay. It's like. It's Hollywood. Is it like Hollywood or
Hollywood dance?
Hollywood what?
City. We have a party city.
No, it's not just party city.
And then there's like a.
But I'm getting like it. I'm getting like the town. But the bottom line is, this gentleman lives right near you. Okay, and you're going to actually meet him while you're out and about. I don't feel like it's going to be. Like a match.com type of situation. I feel like it's going to be like while you're at one of your local places, whether you're at a club, whether you're at the store, but I feel like just while you happen to be out and about in your local place, that there's going to be a small conversation being, strike up a small conversation with each other while you happen to be at the same place. And, at the same time, I'm getting that it is going to be a nighttime moment when you meet him, okay? Meet him towards the evening time. And as a matter of fact, it's not even going to be a long time from now. I'm hearing within weeks. I would say no more. I'd probably say within 6 weeks' time you're going to end up meeting this fella.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually going to be sooner than you think. And, and I believe that you're probably going to know some people. You're going to have some people in common that you know. Whether if this is going to be the love of your life, I don't know if it's going to be the love of your life. Is it going to be, you know, a relationship? Do I feel like this is going to turn into a relationship? I really do. But don't go to bed with him too soon, because you don't want to, you know, give it up too quickly, too easily. If you want a relationship, all right, you want to wait on the sex part. You want to wait on the sex part and let the relationship build and then fool around. But if you give it up way too quickly, then the relationship is kind of based on mostly about sex and about the physicalness. So if you're looking for more of a meaningful relationship, you want to, you know, wait it out a little bit. You know, don't be so quick to go hopping right in the bed right away. I've said that before to other people, because what happens is that when you are willing to give yourself up so easily and freely, you know, it also has to turn into a trust situation, because then when you or your partner goes out, you know, say with their friends, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, well, where are you going or who you're going to be with? And it's like, well, you know, it becomes a trust thing. It's like, well, you went with me that fast. What's going to tell me that you're not? So if you're, you know, you're not going to do it with somebody else. So if you kind of hold back, and if the person kind of bows out away from you because you're not giving it up so easily, that means he's more about the sex and not about the relationship. And so therefore, he's doing you a favor because at least you know where he stands. Now, there are people out there who just want to have sex. There are people out there who want to have sex just for the sex of it, just to get it out of their system. And then that's a whole nother ballgame. Mm-hmm. If you're not into the relationship end of it and you just want to fool around and just have your fun, well, then so be it. And that's fine. Just protect yourself and just go ahead and have your all-out fun. But don't expect too much from a long-time, long-term relationship. Not that it can't happen that way. It's a rarity that it does. But most of the times it doesn't. But usually the relationships that hold deep meaning or that last longer are the ones where you kind of wait a little bit and then because you want to build that rapport and then you know, like when you start fooling around with each other, it's all about the chemistry. And if the chemistry is there, then so be it. It's going to be great. But believe it or not, I really feel like that this person is very, very close to you. And it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's not going to be that far. I keep on hearing weeks. So listen, if for some reason, now I'm telling you the messages I'm getting, all right? And this is what I believe in my heart and soul. So all I'm saying is if it doesn't happen right at the end of 6 weeks, don't give up because it is going to happen much sooner than later. So, and I feel very confident about that. So you don't have to try, all right? Just be yourself. Right. There's nothing for you to do. Just live your life. And, you know, when you have the opportunity to go out with your friends or, you know, any opportunity just to go out and have a good time, go out. You know, you're not going to meet Mr. Wonderful just by staying at home because then you're blocking in an opportunity.
Right.
So don't be afraid to push yourself out there a little bit more just to go out. Get out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
All right, but I feel pretty confident in that. And right now, I have to go to a commercial break.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. All right, everybody, listen up. If anybody wants to get a reading while being on the show, it's 800-930-2819 if you want a one little mini reading. And again, if you want to reach me for a personal reading, okay, over the phone or in person, but I'm in Central Jersey, New Jersey. My number to call me at is 877-ANGEL-02, or just check out ArtieHoffman.com. All right, and then my partner, Sky, she's sick, and her husband's sick, and so we're going to send out all her blessings, so we'll talk about that in just a little bit. All right, everyone, stick around, because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. If all our Earth angels out there could do us a favor, anyone who does Reiki or healing energy, or if you do within your prayers, if you could just send positive energy to Skye and her husband, Richie Siegel, all right? Skye Siegel, Richie Siegel, and their family. There's a lot of sick people there, and you know, she had to rush her husband to the hospital and, you know, today. So if we could all just send our positive energy out there to build up their immune system on them, that would be awesome. Okay. So to all our earth angels, we send our love and our blessings to Skye and her husband and her family. So we wish them the best. So, so this week's topic, what I wanted to talk about is based about don't allow your past to taint your future. And what happens is that a lot of people have a habit of holding on to their past relationships. They have a habit of, it doesn't have to be just, it could be with friendships, not just necessarily lovers. It could be with friendships. It could be with, you know, with family. It could be with, you know, with any kind of relationships. It could be you self-sabotaging yourself with limited beliefs, not feeling that you deserve the best. You know, so it's about breaking old patterned past habits. Now, the reason why I spoke about this topic this week is because I've been having a lot of readings that were consistently coming up in my previous readings with the people who I've been counseling or taking care of. And this seems to be a problem, that people have a habit of going back to the yesteryears. They have a habit of going back to old relationships because it's what they know. And what happens is that when somebody is feeling alone or when they're feeling vulnerable and you don't have anyone else, they have a habit of going to past relationships. And a lot of these relationships could be very abusive, not just physically, but emotionally. And it's a shame. So I just did a reading for somebody who was really, you know, hurting big time in her relationship. And she had to let the person go. She did not want to let the person go. She really loved them, but yet the person was way too toxic. All right. They have their addictions, and they have their bipolar issues. And if somebody does not want to help themselves, all right, no matter how much you try to help them, it's usually not a pleasant finish. And it's tough when you see somebody suffering. But when you want to have a healthy relationship, you want to be with somebody who's your equal. You want to be with somebody or who's close to your equal. You know, somebody, you know, what do they have to offer you? You know what you have to offer them, but what do they have to offer you? But if you're going to go into a relationship where you're going to be someone's mother or you're going to be someone's father and you're always watching over them, and it's like, well, then it's like it's not fulfilling to you in return. Whereas, and then it becomes trust issues, because not trust just about promiscuity. Are they going to do this right? Are they going to do that right? Are they going to wake up? Are they showing up on time? You know, you're always thinking heads up on their behalf, and they're not being responsible for themselves, because you're literally treating them every moment like they're a child. So, you know, and it's not fun. And then if you do have problems with trust issues in your relationship, then you don't have a relationship. And again, not only does that make you go stir crazy within your stomach and your insides, you got this pit in your stomach that's always racing. And that's never pleasant. And again, so I tell people, so this one girl was asking me, you know, is it okay, or do you think I should go back with this other fellow? Now, this is another reading. Should I go back with this other fellow who I once dated? And I said, well, if you make that foolish move, if you allow yourself to go there, because we all have free will, I said, if you're going to get back into a relationship like that, I said, you got to work on the problem of why you broke up. But what happens is that when people are separated for a long time, for a certain period of time, your ego starts to work in on you, and you forget all the reasons why you broke up. And you remember, well, we used to cuddle, we used to watch TV, you know, we had this routine, I used to make them dinner, you know, we had good sex, you know, they helped me out with the kids, they brought me here, they did that for me. And you remember the positive traits about this person, because your loneliness sets in, and your ego starts to bargain with your soul. And it's like, oh, maybe it wasn't that bad, or maybe I was being too hard, or maybe this, or maybe that. And then all of a sudden, you know, because of who knows, for whatever reason, that you're starting to feel vulnerable, whether it be emotional, financial, whatever it may be. And then all of a sudden, you start to now allow yourself to settle for way less. And a lot of people do this, and you end up with this repeated past pattern habit by constantly going into relationships or the kind of relationships where you feel in charge because the person's so vulnerable, or they don't have their crap together, you know, for whatever reasons. Maybe they've had their addictions, or because they came from a broken relationship, or because they're financially not in a position. And so therefore you want to feel, oh, I'm in charge. And then I will save you. And you don't want that. You want to be with somebody who is very accommodating to you as you can be to them. Not that, put it this way, everybody has their baggage. Everybody has their issues in life. And I'm not saying to only pick somebody who is flawless, because that's being unrealistic. But what I'm saying is, when you're the one that's doing all the giving and it's not being reciprocated in some way, then it's off balance. You know, is the person reciprocating to you in love? Is the person reciprocating to you in your needs? Do they care about what you're doing, not just about what they're all about and what they're doing? Everything is a give and take, and it has to do with compromising. You know, so when you're in a relationship, and suppose you're having some hard times, which is totally normal, because not every, you know, just about all relationships, you're going to go through some troubling times. But the thing is, are you compromising with one another? Are you listening to one another? Are you making the adjustments? And if you are, then that's a really good relationship. And you might not always agree that you agree on the same thing. And that's normal and healthy also. You know, so everything is like a balance and a give and take. And, you know, it's about going with the flow. And, you know, personally, do I feel it's necessary for you to talk about your dirty laundry to the public, you know, to all your friends or anyone who's willing to listen? No, because then you're making yourself a victim, and you're putting the words and the energy out there. You're complaining about your partner. You're complaining about your mother. You're complaining about your brother, or you're complaining about work, and you're always complaining about something, how life sucks, and this doesn't work, and that doesn't work. And it's like, by you constantly talking about all the negative crap that's happening, you are putting yourself in a position where you're going to remain there, because that's where your energy is at, you know? And, you know, there's always that one person who you could talk to share all your stuff with. You know, there's, find that one person where you could, you know, talk about your problems. And maybe it's not, maybe you don't want to talk to your friends about your problems, or that relative who you could talk to. If you're lucky enough to have that one person then that's fantastic. Then kudos to you. And if you don't, then don't be afraid to talk to a therapist just so you can get an outside perspective. That's very healthy. But for you to keep it inside you, that's not healthy. And so what I tell a lot of people is write a letter to the person who you want to write a letter to, even if they passed away. You know, if you're very upset, if you're getting out all your feelings and all your thoughts and all your emotions, then, you know, write it down. Write it down. Share it with that person. And, you know, and if you don't want to share it with the person, that's okay too. Because even on a subconscious level, believe it or not, even if you don't share the letter with that person, they're still receiving it. They're still getting it. And even with the people who have passed away, if you have anger issues or arguments or bad feelings or resentments, whatever it is, write the letter. They are reading it in that moment. I promise you, they are reading all your thoughts and your feelings in that moment. And it helps you. It will help you get to closure. Now, I just saw an awesome, awesome movie called The Shack, and you 100% should see it. I love that movie. I love that movie. And that movie, I thought it was about a love story, and I was totally shocked. It was a movie filled with wisdom and about compassion, and it was all about learning to be forgiving. That was the big sin. It was about, the movie was based around forgiveness. The acting was phenomenal, and I wasn't expecting a movie like that. I wasn't expecting to get all what I got out of it, and it's called The Shack, and I promise you it's going to be worth your while to see it. It's a very heartfelt movie. Definitely bring tissues. I admit it. I had some tears coming down my face. Not hard, but you know, they were coming down. And, it brought a really, really strong, powerful message about forgiveness. And it was beautiful. I just thought it was beautifully done. And it's something that we all need to learn. And it's about not being judging, learning to be not judging others. And people think that God is judging, and God doesn't judge anyone. When I tell you God is 100% purely unconditional with his love, and he allows everything to happen, that's what free will is all about. And again, and this is how I really feel, and that's how I, you know, and I just got finished writing a book, and it's going to be out probably within a month's time, called Angels and Answers, and I'll let you all know when that's going to happen. So it'll be about a month from now. Or just check out my website, because it will be on there also. And I'm very, very proud of it. Been working on it for a long time, and now I got it to where I want it to be. And it's a short book. It's not a long book. It's a short book, but with some powerful messages, and I'm very, very proud of it. So listen, if anybody wants to call in for a free reading, just call 800-930-2819, and stick around, because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. I got to share with you something super, super cool. A miracle happened today. I was doing a reading for someone, and it was absolutely amazing. This girl was, on the phone in a panic, and I did a reading for her, and while I was reading her, she was in a panic, and she had to go to court about her ex-boyfriend or soon to be ex-boyfriend, and she also lost her father. And she was crying hysterically. She was just a mess. And, I was consoling her, and I was giving her answers, and I was giving her messages from her father. And so while I was looking out the window, I saw a truck go by, and there was a license plate that said Big Bill. And I knew it had to do for her, for this girl. And yet here I am looking out the window, and a truck goes by, and it's Big Bill. So I said to her, oh, by the way, who's Bill? And she starts crying hysterically even more. She goes, that's my father, William. How cool is that? That all of a sudden, while I'm talking to this girl, a truck goes by, and then all of a sudden, it's a message from her dad that said Big Bill. It's like the timing was absolutely amazing. And, I just thought that was the coolest thing. So, a lot of times when we're looking for messages from our loved ones, a lot of times people think that they want their loved one who passed away, to walk through the door and all of a sudden everything's going to be fine. And, but the reality is if they actually did walk through the door that you're hoping for, you'd probably have a heart attack and end up dying yourself. Just from the extreme intensity and the fright of it all, and a lot of people say, how come they don't come visit me? How come they don't come visit me? People say, they visit everybody else, but they don't visit me. Like, why? When your emotions and tensions are that sky high, we tend to block our loved ones from, visiting us. We want them to visit us. We'd love to see them, in our dreams or whatnot. But I also believe it comes from a place of acceptance, yes, in reality, that they've crossed over, but there's a place of acceptance that we need to come to of the reality of it all. And so therefore, when our loved ones have passed away, they'll visit our friends, they'll visit other relatives. And it's because it's almost like you're not expected. It's not that you don't love the person. It's just all of a sudden, you know, they appear to somebody else. And this is happening, though. Right after my mother passed away, my cousin in Massachusetts, who was unable to make the funeral, she said to me in her Boston accent, she goes, "Atha," that's the name, that's the Boston way of saying Arthur. She goes, "Atha," she goes, "I saw your mother, like I was awake. And after your mother passed away," she goes, "I'm lying in bed, and just as I woke up, I'm looking on the at the ceiling. And when I was looking there, I swear to God," she goes, "I saw your mother right there," because my cousin Linda and my mother were very close. And my mother grew up in Massachusetts. So, you know, there she is just looking at the ceiling, and she sees my mother, and she says, Atha, she said she was beautiful. She was like wearing a white dress, and she was smiling, and she was happy, and she looked absolutely amazing. And I was just so happy to hear that. And, you know, it's weird because two times I saw my mother appear to me in my dreams. It's now like, what, a few years later? Two times is all I remember her visiting me. And in both those times, she appeared to be like in a coffin, or she appeared to be dead. And it's like, I know you're God. It's like, but why am I dreaming of my own mother, like already dead in my dream? I don't get that. I've never heard anybody mention the dream of their loved one who passed away, that they're passed away in the dream. And it's like, why was I getting that? And I don't know. The beautiful thing is, my mother always, always shows me that she's around me. Always. She's given me little, you know, hints that she's around, you know, through numbers. Her birthday I see a lot, and or through the red cardinals, and, you know, the lights will flicker on and off. You know, it's just a bunch of things. And even in my readings, I incorporate my mother because I have a very, I was very blessed. I have a mother that was truly was filled with unconditional love. And to stick with my father, you needed unconditional love. So for 60 years, no less. But any case, so yeah, my mother and I, we have a very good relationship, a very tight relationship. And when I first got into doing psychic readings and mediumship and stuff like that, you know, being raised in a Jewish family, she kind of gave me like, is this for real? Like, do you really do this? Or, you know, it's like, it was hard for her to accept that I was getting into this spirituality of life. It wasn't until I got on a very popular radio station that my family finally accepted me being a psychic and a medium, because I made it onto a major, major radio station on in New Jersey. And so when they heard me on the radio and I was answering people's questions and people were confirming, and, you know, it was really cool. And the funny thing is that how I got on this popular radio station is that I was doing a party, and I was reading for this one lady, and she was very snooty to me, and she thought I 100% sucked, and I gave her all this information about her kids and about herself, about her relationship. She said, no, 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 no. That's all she kept on saying. No, no, you're wrong, no, 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 I can't see it, I don't understand it. And she really thought I was way off, and my visions were clear, and I stuck to my guns. And so when she got upstairs, when this lady got upstairs, she said to her friend who was having the party, she said, "Are you going to get anybody next time? Like, are you gonna, like?" She had another girl do readings and stuff. "Are you going to get somebody else to do the reading?" She says, "No." She says, "We like Artie." She says, "We've had him like one or two times before. It was pretty good." She says, "I don't think he was that good." She says, "I don't think he hit on me. Like, he was like so way off." Well, what happened was, three months later, I get a call from my friend who was having the party. And she says, "Artie, do you remember you read for this girl? I forgot her name. Just say her name was Debbie." So I said, "Yeah," I said, "vaguely, I remember." And she says, "Well, I just want you to know everything you said about her, everything came true about her kids. And about the problem with the hands, about her son having to go to the dentist, And I said that they're not going to get it right the first time. They're going to have to go back a second time or maybe a third time. And that's what happened. And I said he was going to switch his minor or major to philosophy. She says, my son, philosophy, you've never been so wrong in all your life. And he ended up switching his minor to philosophy. And I mentioned about the breakup with her relationship in that month of August. And I mentioned about her job, and I told her a couple of people were going to lose their job in the higher-ups, and they ended up losing their job. And, like, nothing made sense to her whatsoever in the moment. It just so happens in that moment, you know, when everything – well, I shouldn't say in the moment because there's a lot of moments. But after all that happened, that lady who thought I saw called me up and said, Artie, I want to ask you something. She goes – you told me this, 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 and that. And I go, yeah. And she goes, well, I just want you to know it all came true. And she goes, I also want you to know I am the number one salesperson at 101.5 FM in New Jersey. I said, oh, cool. She goes, how would you like to go on the show with Craig Carton? And I said, are you kidding me? And, like, that's the number one major radio station in New Jersey. And Craig Carton now is on Sports Fan Radio. And I predicted his future change for him, too. So I said, yeah, I would love to get on there. So they ended up having me a few times on this major radio station. And then Craig left. And then the DJ behind him, who was, you know, he had a partner, he ended up keeping me on for quite a few times. And I would visit the radio station, you know, once every couple months. And, yeah, so the reason why I'm saying this, when you believe in something, all right, and just because the public might not always believe in you, your family might not believe in you, if you have something within your heart that you cherish, that you believe in, you stick to your guns, all right, and don't worry about being criticized or chastised. I always stuck to my guns, and guess what? I kicked off a lot of people, and I've upset a lot of people by sticking to my guns, but in the end, I usually end up being right. Now, all right, so even though I'm not always right, and then a lot of people in my life will say, well, you think you're always right. No, because at first I really do believe when I'm right, I'm right. But then there are things that I feel within my heart and soul. And when I feel this strongly in my heart and soul, whether it be personally or business, when I feel strongly, you're not going to sway me. And when it comes to my visions, if there are certain visions where I feel that they're coming on that strong, I'll take it to the bank. I'll bet the farm on it. And this is where you become very successful in life. When you really believe, all right, you believe in yourself. You believe in what you're doing. You believe that this is right. It's all about you being happy. It's about you letting go of fear and just going after your desire and putting it out there. And, you know, it's better to try and go after what you desire and what you want and what you love and rather than not try at all. It's better to say, at least I gave it a shot, you know, or if you give it a shot and you fail, maybe you just need to tweak something a little bit until you do get it. But it doesn't mean, you know, once you first succeed, don't quit. You know, you try again. And it's, you know, it's the old adage. So, all right, everybody, listen up. I went over just a little bit. I want all of you to hang tight. And I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuose.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Artie Hoffman. And unfortunately, I don't have my partner, Sky, with me today because her and her husband are hurting puppy. They've both been very sick. So if all of you could please, all my earth angels out there, send out your Reiki and loving healing energy to Sky and Richie Siegel. It would be greatly appreciated. They could really use it. And I believe in the positive energy of prayer. And it's a clinical fact and it's a spiritual fact that anyone who prays upon anybody who is sick or is hurting in any way, or when you're prayed upon before surgery, you always do better. The outcomes always come out better than for those who haven't been prayed upon. And a university actually did a study on this, and it actually turned out to be very accurate, you know, as far as the results go. So, yeah, so if you could put your positive energy towards Sky and Richie Siegel and their family, that would be, you know, greatly appreciated. And yeah, I miss her craziness, being right beside me, and we banter back and forth, but you know what, it is what it is. The show must go on. That's what I'm talking about. But you know, I was you know, explaining earlier about, you know, about the past, and a lot of people have a hard time letting go of the past. So that they could, you know, move on. So you don't want to taint your today into tomorrow. Now, it's not so bad about going through some lessons in life, because that's how we grow. That's how we learn from our past experiences, you know, our hard experiences. Yeah, you know, they might have really sucked, and it wasn't, you know, fun times and stuff like that. But the thing is, did you learn from it? Did you grow from it? Did you move on from it? You know, but if you keep on repeating the same thing over and over and over again, and it becomes a pattern habit because your father always did this, your mother always did this, your siblings always did this, you know, and your friends always did this, so therefore you do it. And, you know, and it's like, well, has it served its purpose? You know, if it's positive, then keep on repeating it. But if it's negative, then just learn from it and make the adjustments. You don't have to reinvent the wheel from, you know, and create your own mistakes. If you can learn from someone else's mistakes, then kudos to you. That's even better yet. But, you know, they say the definition of an idiot is somebody who keeps on repeating the same pattern habits, expecting different results, you know, and that's the definition of an idiot, you know. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with making a mistake. There's nothing wrong with going through situations. And hey, listen, we all experience some hard times, you know, whether it be financially, whether it be with time, whether it be emotionally, you know, and just learn from it, you know. There's a lot of times where people end up falling in love with each other, but the circumstances don't allow it. And it was the right love, but at the wrong time. And that happens too. And so it's about coming to a place of acceptance. And, but with all of life, you know, it's about coming to a place of acceptance. If you want to heal from any hard circumstances, whether it be you're losing a loved one, whether it be you're losing a relationship, whether it be, you know, business is going and you had it and now you have to, you know, work for someone else instead of working for yourself because things didn't work out, whatever. It's all about coming to a place of acceptance and making the best of the situation for what you have in the moment, because in the moment is all what you have. And so, you know, if you don't come to a place of acceptance, if your ego is saying, yeah, but, and they remain angry. A lot of people choose to remain angry at situations of the past, remain angry at people of the past. But you also have to understand, you also allowed yourself to get in these situations. You allowed yourself to be with that person. You allowed yourself to keep on being with the same kind of person over and over again. And you want to know something? God never stopped you. You know, this is where free will comes in. And God allows everything to happen. And then because of our personal choices, all right, because we made our personal choices and things didn't work out, we blame it on other people, or we get angry at God because things didn't work out. And maybe because things weren't meant to work out with that person, with that situation, with whatever, with that job. Maybe it wasn't meant to work out, you know? And it's about coming to a place of acceptance and then growing from there. But if you remain bitter and angry about what could have been, what should have been, but what if you remain bitter and angry about the person or the situation, you're always going to remain stuck, and you're not going to allow yourself to grow and to make your life to be as beautiful as it can be, because you allow yourself to remain stuck. And so, and that's your choice. That's really your choice. And God will support you in everything that you do. You know, they, you know, a lot of times people say, hey, listen, you know, if, you know, it's like a Jewish expression, if it's within God's will, it will happen, you know, but the truth of the matter is God's will is your will. And if you want something that bad enough, you can make it happen. You can will it to happen. And through your will, God will give you the energy. God and the angels will give you that energy. Even if it's from away from where you belong, if you want something that bad enough, you keep going and going and going after it, it will manifest itself. And until you experience enough pain in your life, all right, until you can't tolerate it anymore, then you're going to start to make healthier changes. Hey, maybe you won't. Maybe you will allow yourself to remain stuck and to stay. But guess what? God will support you in any direction. But when we've experienced enough pain in our life, God will be there to guide you to where you want to be. And then you'll start, hopefully you'll start to make healthier choices to make your life a better life, to make you a happier person. And that's all God wants. God wants nothing more than for all of us to be happy. And that's the truth of the matter. So I just want everyone to know also, now I'm going to switch gears and I'm going to leave you with that because our time is just about up. I am going to be in Rhode Island, all right, in Westerly, Wyoming, Rhode Island, I think it's called, but at the Blue Fairy. I'm going to be at the Blue Fairy at the Stagecoach Inn, April 1st. I'm going to be doing a gallery, all right, I'll be reading for a bunch of people there, and I'll be doing a few private sessions while I'm there also. So if you go to my website, artiehoffman.com, on my events page, you will see that, you know, you could get a spot. You could book a spot. So, and so it's at the Blue Fairy, right? That's the name of the place. And it's in the Stagecoach Inn Hotel, which is an awesome place in Wyoming, Rhode Island. I think it's Wyoming. And so, yeah, so I would love to see you. And it would be a lot of fun. So I'll be there for the weekend. And, you know, if you want a private reading or a private session for myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And if you would like to have a reading from Sky Siegel, who is also amazing, her number is 908-500-1474. All right, everybody. I just want to say it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. And I wish you nothing but the best. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and wisdom. And for everyone who is listening to me right now, I bless you all with the best of the best and good fortunes to happen to you, for you and your family. And may health and happiness always follow you wherever you go. Alrighty, so until next week, everybody, God bless you and have a beautiful week. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.